Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Gigi Schweiker, the Chief Operating Officer of Lightbridge Academy, and recognized by Entrepreneur Magazine as one of the leading-edge franchisers that are innovating in big ways. Lightbridge Academy provides early education and childcare to children from 6 weeks of age through kindergarten. We're going to talk to Gigi about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Gigi Schweiker, the Chief Operating Officer of Lightbridge Academy, and recognized by Entrepreneur Magazine as one of the leading-edge franchisers that are innovating in big ways, Lightbridge Academy provides early education and childcare to children from 6 weeks of age to kindergarten. Hi, Gigi, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marty. Good. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Gigi. I was so excited to have you on the show today. It's very rare that I get to have someone on the show. We've been doing the show now 8 years, and usually our guests are like all over the country. But today, you're kind of like in my backyard. Where are you calling today?
I know. I'm actually calling from my home in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, because it had to be a landline, and that's the one
fantastic
landline we've got left.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, right around the corner. Next time we'll have to do this live.
Absolutely. That's great. The Clinton Diner, right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
For the biggest burger in the world.
It sure is. It's really fantastic. You know, I mean, Lightbridge Academy has a very interesting history. In fact, we had Lightbridge on the show, oh, I'm going to say about 3-4 years ago, Gigi, but the company went under a different name. Maybe we could talk a little bit about the history of Lightbridge Academy and, you know, where you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you about it. It's absolutely wonderful. It's a great history. It's an organically grown company that began about 17 years ago with Guy Falzerano and his wife.
Wow.
And they started their first program, and then people came to them and they said, wow, this is amazing. You're not only caring for children so that their parents can work, but you're educating them as well. And we'd love to do something like this too. I think there was a lot of interest in it because it really gives to the community.
Right.
It helps people. You visibly get to see the difference you make in the lives of people. And also, it's a Monday through Friday kind of thing. So it helps you, as the franchisee and the owner of a program, really balance your own work and family life. So you kind of get to walk the talk, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's interesting. I learned a lot, you know, in studying your background. I mean, first of all, I mean, you've written, like, what is it, several dozen books. I haven't even written my first yet. I said to my wife, I said, where does she have the time to write? So I'll have to talk to you. That'll be another show for another time. But, you know, I really learned a lot from, you know, watching your videos on YouTube. And, you know, this type of franchise is interesting because, you know, I always thought of it, or I had this perception, Gigi, of being that, you know, you're working with children. But you're really working with more so parents, aren't you?
You're working with both. I think that most people who think of childcare think of the end consumer as being the child. And obviously, the child is in what we call the middle of our circle of care.
Right.
And then it takes the teachers, and it takes the corporation, and it takes the franchisee, and it takes the community to really kind of help that child. And so we do serve the parent a lot. I think we are the one, you know, we're the one in our industry who really says we are, as I said before, the solution for working parents. So when you think of child care and early education, we like to think of it as parent care and early education for parents. I don't know about you, but my parents are down in North Carolina, and I didn't have the benefit of my mom being close by when I had my four children. So my child care center, where my four children went, became my kind of backyard. The infant teacher kind of became my surrogate grandma, and it just was a beautiful place that kind of worked together to help me raise my kids. And that's basically what we build our philosophy and foundation on at Lightbridge Academy, is not just what can we do for your child. We do great things for the kids. I mean, they have a great day, and we can talk about that in a minute. But what can we do the family as a whole? It's busy. It's crazy. It's hard to be a parent. It's hard to even hold on to a job these days. And so we really want to focus on how can we make the life of every parent better. And then in that way, we make the life of every child better.
That's fantastic. Entrepreneur Magazine recognized you also as one of the leading-edge franchisers that are innovating in big ways. Is that attributed to – what is that attributed to, Gigi? Technology, experience? That's a fantastic accolade.
It's great. We are so proud of that brand-new award and recognition for what we really feel is a job well done and our franchisees implementing our model really well. And a lot of that is based on technology. I think it's a combination of two. It's a combination of our what we call WOW customer service.
Right.
So we're going to go the extra mile to really help parents. If that parent says, you know, can you dress my child in this outfit at the end of the day so that we can go out to dinner, we're going to do those little extra things that are really going to help parents be successful. And the other thing that we do that differentiates us and that has given us that recognition in entrepreneur is our technology. So, for example, as a parent, you can tune in to Parent View anywhere from any device, and you can watch your child because we have several cameras in every single room. So when programs talk about an open door policy, we don't have just an open door policy. We have an open monitor policy. So you are able at any time to tune in and see exactly what's going on in the classroom at any given time. In fact, what's super cool is that, and I didn't have this benefit because my kids are a little bit older, but some of the kids who are in the program now, their grandparents get to tune in and watch them. And it's absolutely wonderful. So if, you know, like when my mom's in North Carolina and I'm here, when my kids were young, they would have actually been able to tune in and check it out. And here's the funniest story. So we had a grandfather, I guess he was sitting for a while and just watching his grandson on the monitor. The parent had given him access. And he called the corporate office and he just wanted to let us know that his grandson's shoe was untied.
Can you imagine that? Oh, isn't that fantastic? That's a great story.
It was great. So we're kind of trying to figure out which store it was, you know, which center it was, so that we can make sure we got that shoe tied. So,
That's amazing.
Technology. So Parent View. We also have another technology platform where parents are able to get real time information and pictures, videos, photographs of their children on a regular basis. So if your child is participating in something and really happy, we take a picture with our iPad and we pop it over to the parent. Same time, they know exactly what's going on in their life.
Wow. Don't you wish you had these things when, you know, when your kids were, like, young? I mean, that's fantastic, isn't it?
I really do. I'll tell you the one piece that I love the best is that as a working mom of four, when I would drop my children off at childcare, you would have that guilty feeling. And there were times when my children would cry, and even though they went there every day, and even though it was a great place, I just want to be with mommy. So that all-out tantrum on the floor, and I'm trying to peel them off my legs, and the teacher's trying to help me, and I make myself way to the car, and I'm in tears, and I'm crying.
Of course.
Well, what we're able to do now is that by the time that mom gets in her car, usually, or at least where that dad gets to the office, they're able to see through our technology, here's a picture of or a video of your child playing happily. So although they gave you a hard time separating, now they're completely okay and doing really well. So that's very reassuring for us, as Lightbridge Academy, but super reassuring for the parent to know that even though they left on a kind of difficult note with a crying child, that their child is now actively engaged and learning and very happy, and they can go about their business day.
Wow, it's very impressive. This industry is fantastic as well. One of the things we've been emphasizing over the show, with the show for the last 8 years, UG, is, you know, to look towards the industry. And, you know, this is certainly one of the most impressive industries, particularly with the growth. I mean, where's the industry at today? I mean, in terms of, like, numbers and growth and things like that.
Well, it is the fastest growing industry when you consider child-related industries.
Mm-hmm.
So
that
would kind of fall under child care. It would fall under those extracurricular activities like a soccer. And it also falls within the help with school, whether, you know, it's a tutoring program or helping children to achieve better score on their SAT. Although I do have a funny story about my own daughter in the SATs. And so went to a great franchise, and I won't mention who it is, but they were wonderful, really tried to help me. Spent a great deal of money and time to help my daughter improve her SAT scores, and to no avail of, you know, it was not the fault of the organization, but she actually did worse the second time.
Oh, no. Could you imagine? Oh, jeez. That is
something. She took the test. So some kids are just not test takers. But this industry is growing, and it is recession-proof because, you know what, you always need someone to care for your children. And I think one of the things that people are thinking, and you'll know this, is that they're thinking, well, a lot more people are working from home. So if you're working from home, then you can have your kids at home with you while you're working, and you can just watch them and work simultaneously. Well, that just doesn't work.
It doesn't
because
work, does
children,
it?
Children, now, have you tried it?
I've done it, it doesn't work.
So that's even though the model of how people work and where they work and more remote, you know, working from home and that kind of thing, you're still going to need childcare. You're going to need someone to watch your children. And more importantly than that, what we do is not just childcare. It's education. And our studies show that children who graduate from our program are 99.9% proficient in what skills you have at the end of kindergarten. So we have a preschooler who's moving into kindergarten. And 90% of the children who graduate from our program have the proficiency of a first grader, which is amazing. So they're having a great day. They're learning and they're engaged and they're happy and they're doing then they're running technology circles around us. I mean, it's amazing the stuff they're doing. We actually have in some of our programs, and we'll be rolling it out to all of our programs, the children are actually participating in coding. So they're not just using computers, they're writing computer programming.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, it really
scary.
Is. It's so impressive. It is. It's scary in a way, too, you know, they're being so young, you know, but it really is impressive. And it's great that you have, you know, these hard numbers, you know, for your franchisees, you know, doing these studies and things like that. It makes the, you know, service, you know, that much easier to sell because you know it works. So I think that's
absolutely. We do know that it works. And, you know, as much as when I took this position, as much as the data is really important, And we have lots of different ways that we indicate the performance and help our franchisees, is that for me, the greatest indicator of success are just the smiles of the children and the parents and the staff, that we're creating a great place for children, a great place for parents,
yeah,
a supportive work environment for employees. And when you put that combination together and people have a passion for the care and education of children and helping parents, it almost becomes like a family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really
yeah.
great thing. So it's really, really good. Well, you can tell. I'm extremely proud of it and very passionate about it.
And that's what I got from you, you know, in studying your background, you know, is and the franchise as well. It's a feel-good franchise, you know, the ability to be able to do something good and, you know, be part of their family, like you said, and, you know, work in an industry that is, you know, is very profitable as well. You know, so it's all very important, isn't it?
Absolutely, because what we want to be able to do is we want that franchisee to be able to have a wonderful life. It's a lot of hard work.
Right.
There's a lot of things that you need to do in order to run a successful business. But at the end of the day, there's an opportunity for great profitability, to give back to the community, and to balance the time that you spend with your own family. So
yeah.
those are three amazing opportunities. And it really just gives me a lump in my throat when I think about what you can do and the opportunity
yeah.
that people can have to build something with their own hands and their own determination and discipline
mm-hmm.
while consistently kind of following the model of Lightbridge Academy and the training that we provide and the operations that we provide, and to see that, you know, you make that recipe and it actually
right.
works.
Yeah, that's well said. Just taking the position, Gigi, I mean, you have so many experiences, you know, since you've been doing this, because you've been doing it such a long time, but, you know, since taking the position at Lightbridge Academy, has there been anything that stood out? I mean, anything that's been, like, we would say, like, most interesting that's happened to you?
You know, I think that's a great question, because I have been in this industry for a long time. I've clearly been in this industry pretty much my entire career has been
yeah.
related with childcare, whether it's in the corporate arena, whether it's private, government, or now in the franchise world. I think the difference that I see in the franchise world is that when you find that franchisee who has that passion to really make that business work, Lightbridge Academy work, and to really invest the time in that program, they get to see the fruit of their effort. So I've always gotten to see what it feels like for children to be successful and have that aha moment of learning
right.
to walk.
Right.
And I've always gotten to see teachers be successful in having that moment of helping a parent or guiding a child to be more successful in the classrooms with their peer group. But I've never had the opportunity to see an owner have
right,
that aha
right.
moment. And I'm loving that because
yeah,
they're on this learning curve too. And when they kind of get it, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. That's why you do it like that. And so I think for me, probably that's the most refreshing thing, is their opportunity to align with us and get excited and become part of the family
right.
And to be able to reproduce and replicate that model that was started 17 years ago out in their own community, and to watch the parents and children come through the door and to feel like at the end of the day, even though you may be exhausted, that, wow, you know what, I did something really well. I provided for my family, and it's 6 o'clock, and I'm headed home. So those are just, you know, a lot of really positive things. So I think that's the thing that sticks out the most for me, having made this transition.
That's a great response. You know, is as you said, you know, I mean, your whole life you've had the opportunity of, you know, changing children's lives and teachers' lives, but here you are now, you're actually changing the lives of your franchisees and watching them get to be successful, you know, and that must be, I imagine, an incredible feeling for you. So I think that's fantastic.
It is, and we have a lot of growth before us. We're excited to announce that we have just signed our 61st
wow.
franchise.
That is great.
And, yeah, so we've got a lot of growth ahead of us, and we're all geared up and ready to go for that. So it's going to be an exciting next couple years for us and over the long run. So we're real happy about it and where we are.
That's great. Who are your franchisees, Gigi? I mean, like, you know, maybe, what were they doing maybe in their previous background? And, you know, what types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
Really good question. So the franchisees have all come from different walks of life, different things that they've done. What we've consistently seen as far as what are those characteristics that are going to make them successful, those characteristics are really that desire to want to give back.
Right.
We really, when we vet the franchisee, we're looking for a couple things. We're looking for, obviously, someone who has the financial wherewithal. That's a finite thing, to be able to participate in the endeavor and what it takes to get it up and running. We're looking for someone who is passionate about this industry. We're looking for someone who has transferable skills and someone who is willing and able to have the discipline to be compliant to operations and the brand
right.
consistency that we ask. But we're looking for a little bit more of that. When we vet our franchisees, we're looking for people who are in this because they really do want to be able to make a profit, but
mm-hmm.
also make a difference.
Right.
And you know what? There's some great franchises out there that, you know, you make a profit, and but you truly make a difference here. And let me give you an
right.
example. We have a foundation that works alongside Lightbridge Academy, and each one of our franchisees is encouraged and required to contribute to that foundation on a yearly basis. And we give them lots of ideas of how they can raise money and what they can do. But because of this collaborative effort of coming together as a company and each store, each center putting in a certain amount of money and us also raising money for that, we're able to help a young child who has a bone marrow issue right now.
Right.
We're
right.
able to help a family who has cancer. We were
wow.
able to help a family whose house burned down. We were able to help a former employee who went through a difficult situation with a terminally ill child. So that piece, you can't put a price on that. But because of the profitability and because the ability to align together, we have a substantial amount of money where we can actually truly give back financially, volunteer hours, and compassionately to anyone in what we call our circle of care, which includes our community. So that's huge, you know, and when you reach that point where you can make a profit to the point that you can give back,
yeah.
I mean, isn't that what it's really all about?
It is. That is what it's all about. And there's no feeling like that in the world, is there, you know, to be able
no,
to do those things?
No, it's not. And we're helping our children do it, too, so that what we call social awareness begins with day one. And so when we're looking for that right franchisee, it's someone who really cares. Obviously, they want to make money and they want to do a
right.
good job,
right.
but what's the end result? At the end of the day, what do you hope would have happened? And so we're looking for someone who's going to partner with us in that make a difference in the community way as well.
That's fantastic. What's the training like, Gigi? I mean, once you decide, you know, you like them, they like you, and you know, they want to go forward, do they come to New Jersey? Is that how it works?
Yes. So we have 3 weeks of very intensive, amazing training that we ask our owners and the directors that they choose to run their programs to participate in. Our training process is very hands-on. It offers an opportunity to spend time in another center. It offers opportunities for franchisees to process information together, to work with a franchisee who is a little further along the road. But most of all, it really sets you up with the most important information that you need to make sure this industry runs right from a financial point of view, from a legal point of view, from an educational point of view, from an employee, staffing, HR point of view. And so I think that, you know, the first time I attended the training myself, there's a lot of laughing. There's a lot of fun. There's a lot of seriousness and people really trying to integrate some new information and to gain some new skills. But the tone of the room and the opportunity that people have, it's a happy one. It's a good one. I think most people leave training feeling invigorated, maybe a little overwhelmed. Oh, my gosh, this is a lot of stuff. But also very excited.
That's important, too, you know, and I got that in watching your, you know, presentations, which are fun to watch, by the way, because you do make it interesting and exciting, and there's laughing going on, and you don't always get that in presentations, do you? You know, and I think that's so important, you know, is to have fun and learn at the same time. I think that's terrific.
Well, and we really do want to have a good time because we're with children. I mean, do we want to be
– right.
Can you imagine – that everyone who works there, all the parents and the owners and the staff members are all miserable. It's really not a good place
work.
For kids, is it?
Exactly.
So, we hire happy and we train for excellence. So
that's well said.
We look for people who have a great disposition, who really want to be around children. You know, it's funny. People are like, oh, I want to do this because I love children. And we're like, because you really love children? Because this is going to be every day for a long, long time. So
exactly.
You got to more than love them.
Well said. What is a typical day like for a Lightbridge Academy franchisee? I mean, you know, we have a lot of listeners that they're interested in buying a franchise, and they're probably saying to themselves, wow, this sounds, you know, really interesting. I mean, how do you describe a typical day, if there is one?
Okay, so I think the most exciting part about a typical day in early childhood education or a Lightbridge Academy is there is no typical day. So this is for that person who loves the challenge that every day is going to be a little bit different.
Interesting.
You know that person who that folding sweaters for maybe a department store or retail and wants things precise and perfect. I mean, there are a lot of people who like those goals, and that's wonderful. And I'm a great shopper in those stores. But it's very predictable. What we do is not predictable. You never know what's going to happen. And so I think that part of that typical day is that there's never a typical day. And I think the owners and staff members who work in that environment thrive on that. They love that. How do I problem solve? How do I do this?
Right.
But most importantly, what an owner does is an owner obviously takes responsibility for the entire business, hiring the director. We suggest and we insist that they hire a director who meets the accreditation standards of our industry as well as the state licensing standards of our industry, and someone who has experience in early childhood education who can represent that industry piece that the owner may or may not have as far as early childhood education. So an owner may come in, they may open up, they may choose to have their director open the program, they may come in. We do not require owners to be on site all the time. We do require them to invest in the company, meaning that they're always overseeing what's going on, whether they do that remotely or whether they do that hands-on. It takes a little bit of a different model for each owner in the way that they do that. That's a little bit different than what other requirements are in the industry, but we feel very comfortable with the way that we vet the franchisee and the directors that they hire to run that business. So we're making sure that we're providing staff coverage that works in shifts, because the majority of our centers are open anywhere between the hours of 6 and 6:30, and making sure that curriculum is implemented and things of that nature. And so every day is a little bit different, but it's always working towards that end goal of making sure that parents, children, and staff have had what we call a perfect day.
That's fantastic. The majority of our listeners, Eugene, we call them aspiring for entrepreneurs, and you know, most of them don't even know where to begin because there's so much out there today in terms of franchising. What advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
That's a great question. The advice that I would give to the franchisee is huge due diligence. I would hit franchise shows. I would go to brokers who are offering them opportunities to do profiles.
to
see what their good match is. I would suggest that they sit on their computer and they just drift from franchisor to franchisor, just looking and looking and looking until something strikes them.
Right.
And then I would reach out and make sure that I did some good conversations with people who are currently in that industry or particularly in that particular franchise. And I would also make sure that they would attend a discovery day, really go through that process, really say at the end of the day, does this feel good? Is this something that I want to commit to for the next 15 to 20 years?
Right.
Are these the people in the room that I'm talking to? Do they have the personality and is this the culture and the feel of what I want to do on a daily basis? And so we're looking for people. I mean, obviously there are certain financial parameters, but people who are looking for a franchise should really be looking for something they feel they can do successfully. We want people to be successful, and we depend on people being successful because the end result is the experience of a young child aged 6 weeks to 6 years. That's
right.
Really important. So for any business that someone might be looking at, for any franchise business, it's doing that due diligence with financial piece. Can I really make this work? Not stretching yourself too much.
Right.
Making that commitment that when you buy a franchise, it does not mean that you just pay a fee and then you make money. You need to actually get in there and get trained and work hard.
Right.
And you will see incredible results. So it has to be something you want to do because you're making a commitment to it. And so I think there's a really, you know, I would suggest those three things, perusing the internet, looking at someone who is a broker in the industry for franchisees, and really going to shows, going to franchise shows and going from booth to booth and talking to people and seeing people and experiencing all the different things because there's such a range of industries and there's so many different price points as well. So there's just a plethora of things, and I think that can just be probably overwhelming at first. And so I would just continue to kind of see what nudges them, what kind of tugs a little bit at their heart and says, that seems like a good fit for me.
That's fantastic. I think that's great advice. The last question I can ask you because you're the chief operating officer of the company is, you know, what are the plans for the future for Lightbridge Academy, Gigi?
I got to tell you, we are so excited. We're doing so well. So our plans are to move. Currently, our plans are that we're moving into Pennsylvania, New York, into Virginia, and we are working on our certification with Maryland. And so we are going to be looking at moving forward in the Northeast, and then as we start to impose that footprint, we'll start moving out from there. So we see ourselves as a national franchisor in this space, and we're certainly excited about the growth that we're already experiencing, and we are anticipating and working towards continuing to grow at a very, very steady rate and starting to, as I said, geographically move out of the Northeast and into other parts of the United States.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, Gigi, to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites that you'd like them to go to? Any numbers they can call?
The best thing that they can do is to check us out at Lightbridge Academy at our website.
Okay.
And that will guide you to numbers and people and everything that you need to know to learn about Lightbridge Academy.
That's wonderful. And I want to thank you again, Gigi, for coming on the show. You've been a wonderful guest tonight. I'd already like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow.
Great.
I think this is a wonderful opportunity.
Thank you so much, Marty. I really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. And the next time we'll do the show at the Clinton Diner then.
Okay, only if we get to have a hamburger.
Exactly. Thanks, Gigi. It was wonderful to have you on the show. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, which podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and over 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Ellen Dunn, who is a franchisee to the Wild Birds Unlimited franchise system. And frequently on the show, we'll ask our guests, why franchising? Why did you go into franchising? And I thought Ellen's answer was really unique out of all the guests we've had in 6 years. She spoke about the importance of having relationships, and you know, she even thinks of the franchisor and her fellow franchisees as friends. So I thought that was very clever. She also took an assessment of what, you know, maybe her possible weaknesses were and her strengths, and you know, she says that the franchise can help her with things like advertising or marketing, which, you know, wasn't really in her background. So we're going to play that clip for you right now and enjoy this edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Here we go.
When I left me and started my own business, I always had a corporation behind me.
Right.
And I knew that I needed someone that could offer me all the things that I didn't get from the corporate world. And after
right.
interviewing several other franchisees, I knew that WBU was where I was going to get all the things as a small business owner that from the corporate world that I couldn't get on my own, such as the HR and the marketing.
Right. So you were sold or you were convinced on franchising right away, Ellen. You kind of like knew that, you know, you wanted to be an entrepreneur, but franchising was probably the best alternative for your situation.
Correct, because I didn't, you know, I didn't have all the expertise for mainly
mm-hmm.
the marketing, the advertising.
Sure.
Because I always, as I said, I always had a corporation behind me at my other jobs. So I didn't know how to go about doing all those things on my own. And a franchise is the best way to get those items.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
And
did you know the category
really well.
Did you know the category was gonna be retail, Ellen? I mean, there's like 80, I think there's like 80 different industries, a Wild Birds Unlimited franchisee.
Well, that was one of the things I was nervous the most about going out on my own
mm-hmm.
was missing relationship building because,
yeah.
again, coming from very large corporations,
yeah.
I was worried about not having friends.
Sure,
and
sure.
I must say,
that's interesting.
I have tons of friends. All the different store owners, building the relationships with all the store owners here in New England and
right.
across the United States, I just have lots of relationships and the relationships at the Franchise Support Center. I can pick up the phone at any time and call any number of people to talk to and bounce off, you know, crazy ideas that I might be coming up with, and they'll either laugh with me or think that it's a great idea or
right.
tell me I'm out of my mind. And it's just been a wonderful support
yeah.
group. And there lot of people to talk to when you need those different supports, whether it's crisis management or whether it's just somebody to talk to. There's always somebody around that you can talk to or go out and spend an evening with. There's always somebody there to do that. And I really didn't think I was going to have that support group anymore.
It sounds like it's the culture, too, at Wild Birds Unlimited that you enjoy, too, Ellen. And listening to, you know, I've never, you know, in the 6 years of doing that show, I like how you mentioned, you know, use the word friends, which I think is very powerful. You know, the relationship with franchisees and also the relationship with the franchisor. I think that's very powerful what you said. So I think that's fantastic, you know. And it sounds like, as you said, there's always someone to talk to, and you wouldn't get that if you did this on your own, would you? You know, if you called it, you know, Ellen's Birds Unlimited, you know, I guess it would be a lot more lonely experience.
Right. Yeah, and they are my friends. I mean, Paul is right up there, and I'm just not saying that. Paul's up there, and I mean, any number of them. I mean, I look at them all as my friends, and whenever I think of coming to the, you know, the end of this relationship at some point, to me, it's going to be incredibly
sad
because
they're
all my friends. And I value all their friendship and I value their knowledge. They have great ideas. I don't always agree with their ideas. And they always go along with that. And they accept when you don't agree with them. I don't know if they don't always like it, but, you know, and they always accept the criticism. And I think in sometimes they let you go away on your own. And whether it works or whether it doesn't work, that's accepted, which is good to know.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.